was good.
And look at that. We're back after the break with Farmer Greg of UrbanFarm.org. You were saying we're going to cover that after the break. This is after the break. Let's get right back into it with our chickens.
It is. Evaporative coolers. I have come to the conclusion that if you're going to have chickens in your yard in the desert, this goes back to the guy that you heard speak, it's too hot for chickens here. If you don't have evaporative coolers for them, it's too hot for chickens here. So about 2 years ago, we went out and found on Craigslist an old evaporative cooler that wasn't so old. And that's how we keep our chickens cool in the summertime. You know, we've got shade for them, and I've planted fruit trees all around the coop, and we have a mulberry, which I brought some of the mulberries in today.
Nice.
We have a mulberry tree that grows in shades most of the space, but you have to cool the space with an evaporative cooler. There's just no question about it. It has to happen.
And you're not cooling all 900 square feet. You know, that evap cooler's just a little area, but they can
right.
get in front of it.
Exactly.
Sitting there during the shade. Yep. They're a couple hours during the hottest part, and then, you know, morning and afternoons, they're
right.
back doing their thing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Regulations.
City regs. So check with the neighborhood services in your city. I know that in the Phoenix metropolitan area, you can have hens if you have 10,000 square feet of land. Or if you just, you know, take your neighbor's eggs, if you have less than 10,000 square feet, I tell people to make friends with your neighbors and educate them because, hens are cool. And then you also mentioned HOAs. Most HOAs, I'm sure, say to chickens. I know someone out in Chandler who actually has chickens in an HOA. In fact, in his HOA, they have four or five households that have chickens. And one of the things that he noticed was that his neighbor was keeping African birds, African parrots, in his backyard. So this guy just started calling his birds African jungle fowl. I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? So there's ways to work around it. And, if you do live in an HOA and you want to keep chickens, just work with your HOA board. Don't fight them. Work with it to get that changed because they're pets. Chickens make great pets.
And they're very rarely loud. Yeah, I mean, hear them squawking every now and then. And you're like, oh, big egg coming today. But for the most part, if they've got food, if they've got water, if they're content, they're quiet.
They're quiet. That's right. That's right. And then to the rooster, first of all, you don't want to have a rooster. There's a couple of urban myths about chickens.
Let
me just cover them real quick. And one of them is you need a rooster to get eggs. Nope. That's not the way the biology works. Though you need a rooster to get chicks. You don't need a rooster to get eggs.
To fertilize the egg if you're trying
exactly.
to hatch and grow your own
chicks. Exactly. Exactly. And roosters crow at sunrise. That is not at all true. Roosters crow 24/7 whenever they want.
And we can testify to that at the office.
It's just the most annoying at sunrise when you don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
The rest of the time, you're like, yeah, whatever, it's a rooster. At 5:30 in the morning, you're like, oh, it's a rooster.
Yeah, but at the office, we have a rooster nearby.
Oh, wow.
10:30, 12:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So check with your city. Go to your neighborhood services, check with your city. So how does one get into chicks? So here's a process. I actually published a book. It's called Foul Play.
Nice.
This is a cute little mini book. That's what everybody always tells me.
F-O-W-L, Foul Play.
Exactly. It's a mini book. It's 3.5 by 5. It's 72 pages. In this book, it was written by Rachel Bess, and I did the foreword and the editing and the publishing of it. In this 72-page mini book is everything you need to know to keep chickens. They really are super simple. This is your basic get started guide. There are pullets. You can actually purchase adult hens, and there's a caveat around purchasing adult hens. Hens lay eggs more when they're younger and less when they're older, and when they get really old, they don't lay at all. So be careful if you're buying adult hens, because you might be buying them from somebody that's already had them through their entire life and they're done laying eggs. So if you're going to buy adults, make sure that you know that. If you are going to buy adults, you want a pullet, which is basically a teenager that's getting ready to lay or that are just starting to lay. And there are a few places around town, and I'm sure on you can check on Facebook. I know there's a poultry page for Maricopa County on Facebook. You check there. I am a big, big proponent of going with day-old chicks.
Me too.
You know, starting from scratch with day-old chicks. I always get my chickens from Dottie and Amy over at Western Ranchman. They're great.
Nice.
I love them. I have been working with them for 20 years.
I get a lot of my feed from them, a lot of my sack feeds and grains. And the only reason I don't use them more is just because they don't deliver to as far away
as
I
live. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, if I'm in town and I need something, I put them in my route going home. Yeah. Great family business.
Yeah, exactly. And they're at 32nd Street and Greenway area.
Look for the horse out front.
Yeah, look for the horse out front. Exactly. Exactly. So I start there with chicks. And often, if you don't have a brooder built, often half of a refrigerator box works just fine. So you get the refrigerator box and make it about 4 feet tall, and you put a heat lamp in one corner. I'm way simplifying this. It is simple, but you need to read about this. You put a heat lamp in the corner, make sure that they have water, again, two sources of water, and feed. And after about 8 to 12 weeks, they're going to be trying to fly the coop, and you'll need a good, secure outdoor space to keep them in. So that's generally how you start with chicks. And it's simple, but you have to be conscious about it.
Now, one of the reasons I like chicks, I'm going to go through two, actually. You get an adult one, they start 10, 15, 20 bucks. If you're getting two or three, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. We like to keep about two dozen at any given time. You know, that adds up.
Yeah.
You can go get a two-day-old chick. They're less than
$2.
$2.
Yeah.
So the cost, and then if the kids are selling the eggs, you know, teaching them to recover their money from $15 or $20 or $25 to $2, you know, they're 6 months into laying before the chicken's paid for itself on just its cost. That's not feed. That's not water. So, you know, we use the chickens as a money lesson to the kids.
Right.
And it is one of the many benefits to it. So getting the smaller ones is cheaper. But then second, they will learn from the bigger ones where in the yard to do what.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, they just grow up on the land and work it. You don't have to train them where to sleep or where to go or where's the safe spot.
They just
spots.
Follow the leader.
Exactly.
Well, and there's a number three as well. When you're getting them as chicks, you can raise them so that you can pick them up. So, you know, our hens, we can walk right up to them and pick them up. They're friendly. I even have some photographs of Heidi when she was kneeling down and a chicken jumps up on her, you know, on her shoulder. Again, they're pets.
They are. So. Now, if you get too many, they can kind of be like the birds swarming you when you come into the coop and they know you're going to water them or give them a little bit of grain or something like that, and they can overwhelm you. And occasionally the kids can get a little frustrated being swarmed by too many. But
yeah.
How many do y'all keep?
Right now we have 12.
Okay.
Right now we have 12. This is getting low on the lower end. We have two that are left over from before. They're 5 or 6 years old. And then we have 10 of them that are just coming up on 2 years old. So we may start another batch of 10. In Maricopa County, you can have 20 hens. And we have the space set up for 20 hens. But we'll see. Because it's not a simple task to raise 10 chicks.
For most people listening, you're going to find out 4 or 5 is plenty.
Yep.
You wouldn't want to go any less than that, because then if you did lose one, it takes a long time to regrow it, get it back to a point of laying. And you always want to make sure there's a couple of them to keep each other company.
Yeah, exactly.
They are a flock animal, and when they sleep at night, they all do roost, side to side.
Right next to each other. It's amazing to watch.
But 4 eggs a day, you're going to be surprised how much that is. Mm-hmm. You can't, a family of 4 probably isn't going to keep up with 4 eggs a day.
right.
On your eating scale.
Yeah,
you're going to have more that friends and neighbors can offload onto.
Yeah, I usually tell people 3-4 hens is a good place to start. Right now with 12 hens, two of them aren't laying, we're getting 7 to 9 eggs a day. That's a lot of eggs. So Heidi is a yoga teacher, and so she teaches at Desert Song Yoga. She just takes them and puts them in the, you know, puts them down in the kitchen down there, and they disappear, and the $5 is just show up in the, you know, in the egg basket down
nice.
There. Yeah.
Eggs show up as white or brown or both?
There are, I think, 133 different colors of eggs, all the way from chocolate brown to green to blue. Depends on the variety of hen that you have.
Yeah, has nothing to do with the cleaning process.
Nope.
One's not organic versus Mm-mm. another. It's strictly the bird laying it depicts the color of the egg.
Exactly.
And one thing that I've seen people do in Europe, they don't wash their eggs the way we do in America because there's a coating that naturally is on the egg that mm-hmm. a lot of people feel if you break that coating, then pathogens can then get into the egg and they don't last as long. And, you know, that's true. But some people take it to the extreme and don't even wash the poop off. I'm like, come on. Soaking it in the water for 2 minutes, loosening it up and taking the manure off the egg is not breaking this cambium layer. You can still wipe the poop off the egg.
Well, wiping off the poop is different than washing it off. And generally what we do, if there's poop on an egg, it rarely happens. We just, you know, keep those for ourselves. They sit on the counter for a day or two, and then they get consumed at the urban farm. It's super simple.
Yeah, and you don't need to refrigerate eggs. That's another myth that a lot of people. And in fact, in grocery stores, they're not even refrigerated until they're put out on display.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. But once you refrigerate them, you need to keep them refrigerated,
yes,
is my understanding.
Absolutely. And then you know how to tell how old an egg is.
I do. Let's hear your story.
The water glass trick?
Yep.
Okay, so if you drop an egg into the water and it sinks.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
a fresh.
It's fresh.
Yep.
If it floats, it's old, and you toss the floater. So if you've got them, you know, you're out mowing the lawn and you find a couple of eggs where one of them kind of came off and made their little nest, because they will.
They'll
find
absolutely.
Little corners to lay in, and, you know, put them in the bucket of water. Anything that floats, compost. Anything that sinks, breakfast.
Yeah. Well, and there's different types of floating as well. You know, if just starting to float, if it's just kind of touching the top of getting close to the top of the water, I'll use those. You crack them open, you'll know. You'll know if it's a bad egg. But if it's fully floating, yeah, they go into the compost bin, and I smack them with the shovel and get away.
And one bad egg isn't bad. It's when you're trying to make breakfast for 6 people,
oh,
and
yeah.
It's the 7th egg you're cracking into the bowl to scramble. Yeah. Then you got to start all over.
So when I have situations like that, I crack them individually.
Crack them individually.
Yeah.
All right, our final segment with Farmer Greg coming up right after this, talking about backyard chickens and the benefit that they can have on your urban farm.